opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today, the 27th of September, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Liam's at the helm.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm hanging out.
You're hanging, huh?
I'm hanging.
It's sick, huh?
It's rad.
Rad. I'm never sure when to use the word sick.
No, that was a great use of it.
Okay. Anyway. Special day today?
Oh.
It's okay. What's the weather look like?
Yeah, I was looking at that. it's hot again. Not, I mean, it's all relative, but we have a high of 90 today. And a low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, Wednesday, a high of 87. Wednesday night, a low of 59. Thursday, a high of 88. Thursday night, a low of 63. Friday, we're going to see a high of 94 with a low of 63. And then Saturday, a high of 92. And we're just kind of hovering around there.
Yeah. By Monday, though, it gets a little bit cooler and it goes into the 80s.
That's nice.
89. Okay, hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business that gives just wonderful service to its customers. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I've started adding the area code on because you can't make a phone call unless you put unless you add it. The area code.
Fair enough.
Where did that come from?
I mean, maybe you lived in a time at some point in your life when you didn't need an area code. But
in the last year, if you're making a local phone call, you never had to on Verizon.
Now,
on all of them, you have to put in the area code.
That's frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, once you learn it, but.
Well, especially if you're not from, like, around here.
Well, that's different. Yeah. But everything in the North State is 530. Yeah. I mean, we reach all the way down to Corning, and I think that's 530. I mean, we we listen past Corning and, you know, all those things. Anyway, you've been gone, and we've been gone. Where have you been?
I was in Eugene. I saw, like, the play Hamilton, the Broadway one. They're bringing it on tour, so I was able to see it, which was sick.
That was sick.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm not, like, the most... I don't know a whole lot of... I have an okay understanding of American history, but it was really...
Believe it or not, that play is pretty damn accurate.
I know. No,
as
I was,
far as history goes.
I was kind of fact-checking it as I was watching it, because I didn't want to just believe what I was hearing as fact.
Yeah.
But it was all, I mean...
Well, Hamilton wasn't black.
No. No. And, none of our founding fathers were.
But the guy that played I've also seen it.
Okay.
I saw that on I saw the Broadway one on one of the channels.
Yeah.
And the guy that plays King George in this, you know, he's kind of the comic relief, but you know, that is, you know, he gets into, you guys aren't very you guys aren't very, you know, thankful for everything I've done for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to come in and take your homes. So, yeah. And you and I discussed a little bit that there is the guy who wrote this is obviously, you know, he's brilliant. It was the right time, right place, but when he wrote this thing, that if you spoke all those words instead of saying them a rap, that play would be 4 hours
long. Oh, easy. Long. And it's like 3 hours as it is.
Yeah, well, it's a long...
No, it is.
Lots of words in Hamilton. But it really is. It's historically accurate, and it showed the things that were happening then and the affairs that went on and all this, you know. And afterwards, Aaron Burr.
Yeah.
Ended up in a tragic sense of after killing Hamilton. Don't mean to let on what happened. You know, if you even taking a history class. So yeah. Everybody knows this. But afterwards, you know, it doesn't really get into what happens afterwards, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he lived a pretty tragic life after that.
It's sad.
So, nah, it's not sad. I mean, it was, the whole thing was a phenomenal, though, a phenomenal play.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So that's what you were doing. I thought you were up touring someplace.
No.
It's some headbanging, you know, low-key headbanging.
Low-key headbanging.
I got to show you the video from where we were. Yeah. When we were in Italy, this band out of Sweden.
Okay.
Sweden. Speaking of all the things that are going on today, I had an opportunity to talk to an Irishman. Yeah, a real Irishman from Dublin when we were on our travels. And we talked about the, he had just been to Belfast. I mean, he's in his 20s, and he's from, late 20s at that. And we talked about Belfast, because I've been in Belfast several times. And if we talk about, there's going to be civil war in America, which I don't believe for a second, not for a second do I even believe anything like that. Not in my lifetime. Probably, you know, never. But in Belfast, Ireland, if you go back into the history of Ireland, when the kings would put in loyal Englishmen into Ireland and give them land and give them property and such. And then it broke down between the and they were all Protestants. And then, of course, the Irish were Catholic. So you had the orange and the green, and people make songs about it now, but the hatred back then and the things that happened and the killings, and the English oppression of the Irish was horrendous. But even today, there's a wall that goes through Belfast. A wall. And when it's dark, when it's nighttime, you've got Irish Catholics on one side and you've got Irish Protestants on the other.
Huh.
And, you know, and if you go through Belfast, you'll see murals on the walls commemorating, the April massacre of Irish Catholics.
Wow.
And the fight. I mean, they've got, you know, murals on the walls of the, the local groups, the fighting groups and stuff. Anyway, I'm talking to this young man who's into real estate, okay. International real estate. Really a nice young man.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about that, and he said, yeah, a lot of people don't realize that wall is still it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned, that Queen Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth had just passed. And he got this look on his face, and I went, oh. He says, well, personally, I think she was really a fine mom and, a good person.
Yeah.
But we're not really mourning the Queen of England.
Yeah.
And, I mean, here it is, 2022, and this guy had never even been in Belfast.
Yeah.
And, and like I said, a very well-educated, nice guy, and was talking like this. So, it's interesting. And then you see them throw around terms, oh, there's going to be civil war here. No, there's not. It's got to be something. Yeah, it would have to be something so horrendous.
Yeah,
that would cause something like this.
Yeah.
And I think if citizens took up arms, here's why. It wouldn't necessarily be against each other. It will be something that'll happen and it's already kind of happened before, but not really. It's because a bureaucracy of nameless, faceless people have made a decision, not an elected official, but somebody in one of these numbered, or these, the EPA, the Corps of Engineers, blah, blah, blah. They're going to come in and they're going to do something like, you can't use the water in your well. Your well. It's been on your property for 100 years. Because I'm just using this as an example, because there's a water shortage. And that person goes, well, yeah, I am. I'm going to use my well. And then they send some people to shut down that well. And then that person's friends show up. And then it escalates from there. So anyway, but it won't be a widespread. It goes from MoDOT County into all of the rest of the counties and all this. But anyway, but it's still a very powerful thing over in Ireland, even after all, after all these years. All right, got to take a quick break, and I think this portion of the show is brought to you by REU. You know, with all the pushing for electric cars and electric vehicles, and if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botland. It's on assignment. It's Tuesday. But I have Liam here, who is, he's talkative.
I'm driving the boat.
Driving the boat. Yeah, the train has left the station. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's the Northern California's premier retirement community. Why? Well, because they have just outstanding places to live there in apartments, one and two bedrooms, and gourmet food, activities, transportation if you want it, conveniently located. You know, there's so much to it, plus the fact they're pet friendly. Yeah. Well, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. And see what and see what River Commons is really about. Get a personalized tour. Meet the people there. You're going to love it. You know, you've had enough of taking care of that house and all this. Now it's time to kind of cut back and then use River Commons as that place to, yeah, just leave my place here and then all my stuff and it's safe and go visit different parts of the world or the country. That's River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. Okay. On to today. You know, there's a CNN, which is into this, as you know, fired several big-name talking heads like Brian Seltzer and what's his name, the governor's brother, Guido. No, it's not Sarducci. It's Cuomo, you know, Guido Cuomo. And they're saying that they're in, they've got new leadership in there. So they want to get more into the, you know, the center of America. And so you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't you be? Because it's, you know, it's, you know, cable news network, not cable opinion network. Then it would be CON. But I pull up things from CNN to see if they've made any difference. 41. That's the number of protesters who have been killed in the violent demonstrations in Iran since the death of a 22-year-old woman there who was arrested because she didn't want to wear a hijab. Refused to wear it. And in custody, she somehow died. And the riot started, and it's going across the country. That the morality police, and they have morality police in all these, they're imams, that, excuse me, I'll get that pronunciation, that if you're not wearing the correct clothing, they come up with a little stick and they tap you. And it's usually the women, mm-hmm. you need to put something on. I mean, this isn't just in Iraq. This is in Saudi Arabia and other places. Anyway, they've started rioting there. Now, Hurricane Ian is going to hit Florida today, they're already evacuating in some of the coastal areas here. It's a Category 3 storm, which means maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour.
Goodness.
And life-threatening storm surges. And according to its projected path, Ian is expected to emerge over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, passing west of the Florida Keys today, and then to approach the state's west coast late Wednesday into Thursday. Tampa Bay could be in the direct hit from the hurricane. Its first one since 1921, a direct hit.
Wow.
It just went over Cuba and displaced 55,000 people. And it is, if you've never been in a hurricane, in the Far East, they call them typhoons. And I've been in Okinawa a couple of times when typhoons have come through there, and they literally strip the bark off trees.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's quite the experience. Now, in Japan, they had the state funeral for the former prime minister, Shinzo Abe. And they expect they had more than 4,300 guests appeared, including Vice President Kamala Harris and other foreign dignitaries. He was assassinated with a gun, which is very, very unusual in Japan. They usually use knives or clubs. So Trump and the, you know, I'm going to talk about something else, another raid by the FBI. We mentioned this thing with Trump. Of course, he won a victory when he said he wanted a special master to take a look at all the mm-hmm. at all of the stuff that was seized. Trump is saying is that that there's evidence planted. There was a chance of evidence being planted. They only had a single. According to the FBI, they only had a single business day to compile the version of an inventory filed several weeks ago, but has now had more time to review and catalog the list. That's good. And, of course, they're doing anything they can to stick anything on Trump. And I think people have just gotten to the point that they don't believe a lot of the stuff, especially with the FBI. And that's a shame because the agents out in the field are just really hardworking, really good people. Yeah. Out there, and yet they get their orders from above, and I guess you could make that choice. I'm not going to obey that order and lose your job, or you can follow your orders. President Biden's plan to cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loans debt for low and middle income borrowers could cost $400 billion. According to the Congressional Budget Office report released yesterday. Now, this is for individual borrowers who earn less than $125,000 in 2020 or 2021, or married couples or heads of households who made less than $250,000.
Goodness gracious. Like,
just forgive it. Yeah. There's 10,000. Yeah. You know, I'm going to name it next horse student loan and try and get it forgiven. Hey, I have a student loan here. I make less than $250,000 a year, much less. And I might even go into the low income here on some years. But this is the type of thing that if your student debt is not worth you paying for it, why should I pay for it? Why, and you, especially, Liam.
I know.
Why should you pay for it?
I chose not to go into debt.
Yeah. Or you work.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. They're still giving out loans.
Yep.
They're giving out loans right now, and he's $400 billion, and Biden's administration is still giving out loans. If you're going to do something as unfair as this, now I can buy a house. Well, you could have bought a house anyway. And there's people out there that never planned on paying back those loans.
Yeah.
Which is even the worst part. But then, anyway, so I can buy a house. Well, you can rent a house until you pay this off, pay off your debts.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from college without debt. My brother-in-law, he went to medical school, worked his butt off, and I think he finished with something like less than $20,000. I mean, he still had debt, but it was less than $20,000.
Yeah.
And he paid that off in the first couple of years. But here it is. The bottom line is they're still giving out the loans. They're still guaranteeing them from the government, and the colleges and universities cost are just going sky high.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's being done to address any of that. So let's just keep writing those loans.
Well, frankly, I think it's like morally unjust. Like, you'll have like college recruiters come onto campuses and talk to like 17-year-old kids who have no grasp on like how money works, and they'll be like, oh, come to my college, like, get a loan. And so you at 18, 17, never having lived in the real world, never having, like, any perception of how money works, will just get a loan because that's what you're told you're supposed to do, and it's always crazy high APR.
Yeah.
And I just think, I mean, personally, I don't think that's...
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
This is wrong.
Correct.
If you're going to start forgiving these loan debts, and it's costing us $400 billion, which is... so much more than the Inflation Reduction Act is supposed to save. I mean, it's nothing but smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Biden should come out, and he should be in a minstrel show you know, and entertain and sing and dance with Kamala and say, you know, and say anything they want, because this is just absolutely ludicrous that you would continue to go down this path.
They're just trying to get the votes.
When we come back, let's talk about cognitive testing. Yeah, I know. Cognitive testing. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They would give cognitive testing to President Biden right there. Here, just take answer these 12 questions, Joe. Just 12 questions. Do you know your middle name? What day is it? Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. One of a good friend of mine just had his chest cracked there. Valve replaced and everything. And he's walking around and talking. It was really a weird thing, but what happened. But he is well now and everything's working. It's also the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
By 2030, it is estimated that there will be 71 million people aged 65 years old and older in America. As the number of older Americans increases, so will the number of caregivers needed to provide care. According to PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, caregiver burnout can occur. Be aware of the warning signs. Emotional and physical exhaustion. Withdrawal from friends, family, and other loved ones. Loss of interest in activities which you previously enjoyed. Changes in appetite, weight, or sleep patterns. Getting sick more often. Feelings of alienation, helplessness, or hopelessness. Excessive use of alcohol, medications, or sleeping pills. Feeling stressed in a patient's presence. If you recognize the warning signs, contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687 for your free caregiver support books. Call 530-842-1687 or visit our website at psa2.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
While temperatures are heating up outside, cool down as you stroll through Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. If you're searching for a unique gift for a wedding, anniversary, or special occasion, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage may have exactly what you're looking for. They have tumblers, goblets, plates, teacups, and saucers, silverware, jewelry, jewelry boxes, necklaces, earrings, elegant pins, rings, cufflinks, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Fleetwood Mac, you're young.
I have a diversified palate.
I like that. Welcome back to the show. Carl and DeBot here. 7:35 in the morning here on the 27th. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been around 15 years now. It is community. It's a local board of directors. Local people run this bank. They've got four local branches here, one in Anderson, one down in Red Bluff, and two right here in Redding. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. When we do our business banking with Cornerstone Community Bank, we're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, I just have to talk about cognitive testing. When Trump was president, psychologists and psychiatrists were doing this armchair diagnosis of Trump, even though the American Psychiatric Association and all says, you can't do that. You just can't do that because you haven't talked to the guy. But they're, oh, and it was, you know, people were writing books about it. Oh, this is Trump. He's always deranged. And yet, President Biden, who has had a string of things, including two strokes. Man's had two brain strokes. I mean, it's true.
I didn't even know that.
Look it up. Make sure I'm right.
Okay, I will.
Okay, just make sure. I know he's had one. I think he's had two. And he says things that are just kind of like, where did that come from? His handler, he'll say something, and then the White House spends 2 days walking it back. COVID is over. Yet, he said the COVID, problem is over. The COVID infections are, you know, it's just over. The COVID, all the things, it's just over. He said it. And he's using that, but he used the COVID disaster as a reason to write off these loans, right? But then he says it no longer exists. Well, the White House had to spend 2 or 3 days trying to walk that one back. What he meant to say was, they do it all the time. He says how he finished at the top of his class at law school, which is absolutely not true. How he had been arrested when he tried to stay with Mandela when he was in South Africa. Totally not true. I mean, he says things that, I don't know, maybe he believes them because he's lied so much about these things through his life. But to me, and just taking Biden and Trump out of the equation, okay? Just take them out, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who's running for president, they win the nomination. Before they become president, they have a cognitive test to see where their mental abilities are. Everybody goes, well, let's look at their physicals. And so they get physicals. Now, do you really think you get the truth of the physical of somebody? Probably not. I don't think that's paranoia. I just think they don't tell you everything. But a cognitive test to make sure the person's got the mental capabilities to be president should be done, in my opinion. If you do nothing else to see if all the electrons are moving around in the right direction. Okay. Good news for everybody. You remember the movie? Okay, before I get into that, Nick. What you got, Nick?
Hey, you're talking about Biden. I go by the philosophy, if you can't believe everything a person says, what can you believe? You only need to catch them lying once.
Do we have to lie to you once?
That's right. And then everything they tell me is suspect. I certainly wouldn't repeat it unless I run it down and find it to be true. And I've found a couple instances here locally to where that has panned out. I've heard some things, and I run them down to the source and come to find out they don't know what they're talking about, or they're mistaken or something. Huh. But that, Carl, that's not why I called.
Oh, well, why did you call, Nick?
I wanted to tell your listeners that this Sunday at 8 a.m. on Poke the Hornet's Nest, we're going to have Jim Rickard on, and he's going to explain to us why he's running for to be the head cheese of Acid Irrigation Canal against Brenda Haynes.
You know, I'm reaching out to both of them to be on the show, you know, on separate days, but to come on and say why they should be the president of that. And Brenda, of course, is running for re-election, and Jim is running against her. So, especially after what happened.
If he goes on your show before mine, tell him that I'm canceling this weekend, Donnie.
I'll let you go first. I listen to it and do my homework.
I'm glad you're back, Daddy. Have a good day.
Missed you, Nick. Okay. So, did you watch that movie, Armageddon?
It sounds familiar.
Okay. Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Gardner. The premise was an asteroid is heading for the Earth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're drillers, and they're sent to the asteroid to drill deep and then plant explosives.
Yeah,
because they said just explosives, like if you launch all these nuclear nukes at it, it wouldn't do anything. It would just because it'd be dissipated, so you have to learn.
Yeah.
Okay. And and then you hear things like, "Wow, there's an asteroid." It was like 100,000 miles away from us, or 200,000 miles.
Yeah.
That's the closest anything's come. As you know, through your science classes, that there was an asteroid that hit the Earth and caused a tremendous destruction.
Yeah.
You know, because of the speed that it hits and everything. Well, now, people, you do not have to worry any longer. NASA successfully crashed a spacecraft into an asteroid Monday, marking a win for the agency's plan for when a devastating asteroid should ever threaten humanity.
Did it work?
The 1,260-pound double asteroid redirection test aircraft, or DART, collided with the estimated 11-billion-pound, 520-foot-long asteroid Dimorphos at 14,000 miles per hour, close to 7 million miles from Earth. That spacecraft hit about 55 feet from the asteroid center. You know, that's pretty good. Had launched its camera and shoebox-sized companion, the Lykia Cube, over a week ago to photograph the mission, which confirmed the impact. Now, this was a really hard technology demonstration to hit a small asteroid we've never seen before and do it in a spectacular fashion, said Nancy Chabot, planetary scientist and mission team leader at Johns Hopkins University. This was a 10-month-long journey for DART, which cost $325 million, and the asteroid orbits a larger one named Deimos, and the two were chosen because they don't pose any threat to Earth. Well, now they took out, if they hit one of them, the other one, what if they say, wait a minute, you guys are attacking us, game on.
It's like aliens are real and this is the end of the world.
You just blew up my moon. Okay, game on. Here we come. That planetary defense is a global endeavor and it's possible to save our planet. But what happened, though? They said no adjustments were needed and it went down straight down the middle of what they thought. They won't know for weeks, possibly months, about the collision effects, though. I would say, in a couple months, we'll find out. Now, the goal was not to destroy the asteroid. Mm-hmm. Now, those people on that asteroid, those little beans on that asteroid, maybe they don't know that. But it rather shift its orbit around about Deimos enough that it changes both their trajectories.
Hmm.
Huh. They're hoping that it changes the orbit of 11 hours. Hope shortens its orbit by 10 minutes. By changing the asteroid's orbit by just 1% could be enough if a destructive one was heading toward Earth. Huh. Hmm. And what it would do, just move it out far enough away so it, you know, just goes by. Currently, there are nearly 30,000 near-Earth objects in our solar system, meaning they come within 128 million miles of our planet.
Wow.
10,000 of near-Earth objects are about the same size as Dimorphos. Now, you think about something that big hitting our, you know, it causes, like, you know, it's huge, it could cause huge tidal waves. It could cause, I mean, you can, in it, I mean, cities along the coast could just disappear. You would have the dust from it hitting, if it hits the Earth, it, you know, blots out the
Have
sun.
You been to the crater in New Mexico?
Yes, yeah. I have.
I've only been once. I went on like a road trip, but it was amazing.
It was amazing so cool. When you see how big that thing is. And they've got one in Russia the same way.
Really?
Bigger. And they're saying that they think that's what happened that wiped out the dinosaurs and all these things. Anyway, how, you know what? When we start talking about space and all these things that happen, so this went right down the middle. It hit 55 feet from where they were aiming it after months and a million miles. That's pretty good. Okay, let's take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. You know, Four Winds Jewelry is really a great place. Great selection of jewelry, ranging from Native American to specially designed pieces. The people there, Rebecca and Henry, are just great, and Leonard, when he's working there. They've got a watch repairman that can fix any type of watch, and probably can build one from scratch with no problem. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And like I said, great prices, great selection of jewelry there. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Turtlebait's Fall Plant Sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Reading, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's time for the Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. It's the return of beautiful dancers, powerful drummers, and the celebration of our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort in Casino. The Stillwater Powwow at its new location, the Reading Rodeo Grounds, September 30th through October 2nd with free admission. For information, call 242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other sponsors.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale is coming up Saturday, October 1st. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with them. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. I think her assignment was the horse this morning. She was just, she missed that horse. 751, and it's about, what's the temperature? It's probably right around, what is the temperature?
64.
Right? 64. Yeah, my little readout's not working here. What happened? This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. I really like Quick and Clean Car Wash. Stay in your car, listen to your music, get a great car wash. Yeah, wax, everything. At the Quick and Clean Car Wash. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. And it's located on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros right there. Good people. They wipe off your car when you're finished, your truck, with clean towels. They're always pleasant down there. Quick and Clean Car Wash. I received a press release from the Shasta County Election Office that said that there might be possible voter intimidation things going on ahead of the midterms. It appears that Kathy Darling Allen has had reports since September 17th of 4 times by 4 different voters about people wearing reflective vests who claim they are part of a voter task force. They're questioning who lives at the address, who is registered at the address, and who voted at the address. And they told her that the questioners were very aggressive. 3 of them lived in Anderson, and the 4th resides in Redding, that reported this. And Alan says this has never happened in nearly 20 years she's been registrar. And she wants people to know that the Shasta County and the county election department will not come to your home and question you. People who perform this kind of activity are violating the law and intimidating voters. And Bill Shuler also reported that people claiming to be from a voter task force knocked on residents' door and requested personal information about voters living there. And the resident called police. You know, so I'd like to know how many people live here and who and who's your voters and blah, blah, blah. I'd go, no, and I'd just shut the door. I mean, what are they going to do?
Just don't open the door in the first place.
Well, you know, if they're reflective vests, they could be, we're just getting ready to tell you we're turning off your gas for the next 12 weeks while we fix a sewer here. Yeah, you know, I mean, when you see that, usually open the door.
That's true.
I always do it, though. I have a gun on me. But
yeah.
It's not enough just because they ask me who lives there and who's voted there. Yeah, I feel like I have to defend myself. It's interesting that came out. And I'm not sure what the reasoning behind it is, except it's interesting. Now, my last story is we talk about how the FBI has gotten involved in things. And I really don't understand this one. A pro-life activist by the name of Mark Houck and went down to an abortion clinic and was out there peacefully protesting, supposedly, and got into an altercation with some guy named B.T. They just gave his initials, B.I. or B.T. And Houck said the guy got into his kid's face and Houck pushed him away. And then the guy fell on the ground and then made a police report and all this. And the police said, no, there's nothing here. We're not going to charge him. He went into – going to sue him. This happened several months ago, by the way. It wasn't just like right now. And it went into a civil court. He never showed up for court. So they just – everything was dismissed. Well, on September 25th or 24th, a FBI or the FBI raided his house or came to his house with 15 to 20 agents and arrested him. There was no SWAT team there. You hear there were SWAT teams and all this, but there wasn't a SWAT team. It was the FBI, and according to the FBI, we did it by our procedures. Yeah, we had guns. Because that's what we do. We're going in to arrest somebody. Guns are out. Nobody had guns pointed at them. However, and they said, we were not in the house, as had been reported. But the kids were right there watching their dad get pulled out of the house. He not pulled out. He walked out. And they arrested him. Well, why did they arrest him if the local police and the civil, it was taken to civil court and was dismissed. What did they arrest him for? They arrested him for, interfering with people trying to have an abortion. It's a federal law. He was charged by indictment the violation of the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, another acronym, FACE. I wonder if they just have people that's all they do for the government, make 200,000 years, figure out these acronyms so they make, Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, FACE. She alleged that Houck assaulted a 72-year-old man near the planned Planned Parenthood. This is a U.S. attorney. Well, yet that one was dismissed and it never went brought to trial or anything like this. Makes it a federal crime to use force with intent to injure, intimidate, and interfere with anyone because the person is a provider of reproductive health care. And according to DOJ, the alleged victim, B.I. or B.L., was attempting to escort two patients from the Planned Parenthood clinic when Houck forcefully shoved the individual to the ground. So, there's two stories, one on each side. Police investigated it and said, no. But here's the thing is, the FBI goes to a guy who's protesting outside. And, and if you look at it from one side where the other guy was in his face and was intimidating his son and he said, get away from my son. And, this happens, but the FBI got into this. This is a federal one. He could go to jail for years over this. However, they're trying to get the video of what happened that day. And threatening, after nearly breaking down the family's front door, they knocked on the door and said, come out. If you don't, we're coming in. Well, but this is just, to me, it's like overkill on something like this. That it had already been investigated, nothing. It's just something else that they keep adding on these little things. We can come to your house and take your guns. We can do all of these things. And again, Dolores, good morning. You got 1 minute.
Good morning. Yes, Carl.
You got one minute.
I understand. I just want to say that, Kathy Darling doesn't need basically say the truth. She never admitted to everybody out there in the public that she committed a crime back in 2013 when she destroyed documents, when the criminal case was pending. Why doesn't she announce that? Why did she try to twist the law? If I looked up the codes that she put out there, those codes only apply when you're up, when you get close to the election. What is it, 1,000 feet or 100 feet from...
You're breaking up, Dolores. Hey, Dolores, you're breaking up, and we have to go. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break from the news and come back. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is going to be with us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Catastrophic. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says it's not too strong a word to use when describing the potential impact of Hurricane Ian in some areas.
What we have here is really historic storm surge and flooding potential.
Ian forecast to make landfall tomorrow morning along Florida's west coast in the Tampa Bay area.
There's evacuation orders that are in place on all these counties from Pasco and Pinellas down to the Fort Myers area. And our recommendation is to heed those evacuation orders.
And DeSantis says you don't have to go very far.
You do not need to evacuate to another state. You don't need to go hundreds of miles away. There's shelters that are open in all of these counties at this point.
Ian may be a powerful Category 4 storm by the time it comes ashore in Florida. Salem Media Tampa News Director Roger Shulman says the state's battening down the hatches.
They've already activated 2,500 members of the National Guard. The sheriff's offices and police departments are putting their people on continuous shifts. A lot of them are going to be sleeping at their offices rather than at home.
Forecasters say there is a chance that instead of hugging the coast, Ian may cut across the state and exit into the Atlantic, that raising the possibility of storm damage well inland from the coast. Today, the final day of voting in Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine, people voting on whether to join Russia. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is preparing to deliver a speech.
In a daily intelligence briefing, the British Defense Ministry says Putin will address both houses of the Russian Parliament on Friday and could declare the annexation of the regions. The internationally criticized vote is ending Tuesday.
That's correspondent Charles Deledesma. Wall Street, the Dow up 267 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The Philippines putting a halt to offshore gambling operations, planning to deport 40,000 Chinese nationals working in the gaming industry. BBC's Laura Bicker.
Police in the Philippines claim that most kidnapping cases in the country took place in areas where offshore gaming operators and casinos were located, and most of the victims were Chinese nationals. Officers have been ordered by the Justice Ministry to carry out surveillance on sites. The sector emerged in the country in 2016 and grew quickly as operators capitalised on liberal gaming laws to target customers in China where gambling is banned.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog says he met with his Iranian counterpart in Vienna, talks about an ongoing investigation into man-made uranium particles found at undeclared sites in Iran. News and analysis, townhall.com. Starbucks wants to begin contract talks next month at 234 U.S. stores that have voted to unionize.
The Seattle coffee giant said Monday it sent letters to stores in 36 states and the District of Columbia offering a three-week window to start negotiations. But Workers United, the union organizing Starbucks workers, is skeptical. It notes that Starbucks opposes unionization. Just three stores have begun bargaining contracts with Starbucks in the U.S. since the start of this year. Keith Peters reporting.
8 cents in the past week. That's how much AAA says gas prices have risen. As of this morning, gasoline averaging $3.75 a gallon nationally. The main reason, according to the Auto Club, higher regional prices on the West Coast and in the Midwest due to refinery issues. Those issues range from planned maintenance outages to a refinery fire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. I have Liam here. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Brings us the news. Today is the 27th of September. And Liam?
Yes.
Look what you did.
What did I do?
You let another month get by.
It's astounding.
What do I have to do? I remind you of it. I reminded you in June, July, August, and here it is September.
It's outstanding.
And here you go. I even left for a few days to let you get it under control. And no.
I don't even understand how time moves so fast.
You're 18. Wait till you're, wait till you're 70.
It's going to go a lot faster.
It's going to go faster. You know, when I was your age, I just wanted to be 25. And there were some times, and March had the same thing, mm-hmm. I just wanted to be 5 minutes older. You know, everything that was going on, or even 30 seconds older. And now here I am. Oh, my gosh. And I'm thinking, wait, I haven't done this. I haven't done that. Do not let it go by. Of course, I don't really want to go down the Amazon anymore. And I thought about that, floating down the Amazon, not on a raft, but, you know, some kind of weird thing. What's the weather like?
Today we have a high of 90, tonight a low of 61. Wednesday a high of 87. Wednesday night a low of 59. Thursday a high of 88. Thursday night low of 63. Friday high of 94. Friday night low of 63. Saturday a high of 92. We're in the high 80s, low to mid 90s. And it's National Day of Forgiveness.
What?
National Day of Forgiveness.
Today?
Yeah.
Well, you're safe, Mark. I forgive you.
Yeah, okay.
Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family's business. Been in the business over two decades. They provide just wonderful customer service. All the propane, my friends, comes out of the same tank. Go down to Vallejo. And you'll see all of these refineries and all these tanks down there. It all comes out of one tank, maybe two tanks. So then it becomes customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane are the ones that provide the great customer service. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, and on our last hour, we talked about DART. Let me say it again. What's the name of this thing is, because they come up with names. It cost $325 million. And I thought, it's the Double Asteroid Redirection Test Spacecraft, DART. Mm. So I was telling Mark Story, CEO of Hayden Humane, who joined me, about it. And he had not seen that. So he looks it up. And what happened?
So I Googled it. If you Google it, it's pretty funny. A satellite comes across on your screen and shifts your whole screen over a little bit.
This is scary. Now, is it Apple who just bought the rights to the those vacuums, you know, those self-propelled vacuums that go around your house and clean it up, you know, on the floor? You know, little Roombas or whatever they call them?
I don't know.
I think Apple just did that. Now, Apple or Amazon? They're all huge conglomerates. The thing about that is, the way that works, do you have one of those?
No.
Do you have one of those?
I have dogs.
I don't, but I know some people who have dogs, and they have them. And it's a mess.
The dogs do the same thing, right? Well, this what they do is you have to map out your house so it knows where it's going. And you take your Roomba and you map out the house so it knows where to go into this room and, you know, and all this. So what they've just done is they've bought these companies. So now they control, not control, but now they have in these little Roombas the plans of your house. If you're paranoid, and some people are, they get a little weird about that. Well, wait a minute, why do they need the plans of my house? But here's the thing is, you say something in front of a smart TV, and the next thing you know, you're getting ads, right?
Yeah.
All right. So now you've got this little Roomba going from room to room there, listening and watching you.
I feel like people are going to curse at their Roomba more than they're going to talk about stuff that you're going to get an ad for.
Yeah, probably.
So they're tripping all over it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm getting all these stuff on Appaloosa horses. What? Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. Good.
How's what's going on over at Haven Humane?
We're busy. We're slammed.
Well, I tell you what.
It hasn't really let up at all.
It's nationwide.
It is.
I think it's because of COVID.
Yeah.
I think COVID had a part to play with it.
I think that people bred too many dogs during COVID more than they normally would have because they were at home. But I can't really prove it, but it fits what's coming in. They're all kind of in that age range, most of them are.
Yeah, you know, anecdotal evidence. But I'm hearing that from across the nation is that people are locked up, so they needed something to love and love on them. And so they bought a dog, and all of a sudden it's like, well, I can get out now, and I have to take care of this dog.
I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is they bred. I think they all had litters because they wanted to make extra money because all the dogs that are coming in are right around that age range, or most of the dogs are coming in. So, I think too many people bred during COVID. I think a lot of people that adopted dogs during COVID.
I heard a lot
still
of people were breeding during COVID.
Yeah. I think.
I'd like to see what the 9 months after they locked everything down.
What the baby rate was.
Yeah, do you remember in New York when they had that huge power outage in New York for the whole night? And all the lights went off in New York because they tripped some lever someplace, and all the lights in New York went out. 9 months later,
hospitals were packed.
The hospitals were packed.
That's funny.
Anyway. Okay. So, all dogs and cats are currently $25 to adopt.
Yep. So we are running an adoption special. It's $25 to adopt right now. And then starting this Saturday through the following Saturday, so October 1st through October 8th, there'll be no fee for adoptions thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation. It's another Empty the Shelter event that they've got going on. We are still doing by appointment, so please call 241-1653. Talk to one of our adoption counselors, and you can schedule an appointment. But if there's a dog here that you want now, I would definitely go in and get it for the $25, because don't forget that includes spay, neuter, microchip, current on vaccinations, starter bag of food mixed with the food that you choose if you don't choose the same one we're using. And, it's a great deal.
$25. And on Fridays when they bring in the pet of the week, KCNR, Free Fire Radio, will pay that $25 if they adopt that animal. And that's been, we paid that twice now.
Nice.
At $25. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Katrina comes in the next week and picks up the check.
Yep. And, we have lots of dogs and cats that are all looking for homes right now. We have quite a few kittens still. We actually have quite a few puppies as well. So, puppies and kittens are not the $25. They're going to be the regular prices, for that. But again, spayed, neutered, microchipped, all that stuff. They will be free, however, starting on Saturday. All kinds of different puppies.
All kinds of different puppies.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of puppies in there right now.
Ah. I mean, do you have a Maltipoo?
No.
You know, this is the thing, is people talk about the hybrid breeds, right? Maltipoos, golden doodles and all that. That's right. They're not hybrids. They are a mutt. They are a cross between two dogs. Hybrids have a completely different, that's a different definition. So,
yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Oh, now I watched your Monday's mashup on
you did.
YouTube.
All
I
right.
did. I just giggled, and I showed it to people in Italy, and I said, I know him. Look at this. And they're looking at it. And said, you know, no capito in classi. Oh, okay. But just look at him. And we all agreed. You don't look good.
We didn't watch, watch the Italian version? We do one in, like, 12 different languages.
Oh, really? No, I must have missed that one.
No, we don't. Okay. I barely know English.
Yeah, and we all agreed that salmon is not your color. Okay, so.
And I'm wearing the same shirt today, actually.
Yeah, you wear it all the time.
Yeah, our Mark's Monday mashup is on every Monday. There's a new episode on our YouTube channel, so please go to there and subscribe and hit the notification bell. It definitely helps us out. And I'm trying to focus on... Well, there's always an adoptable animal on it, but I'm also focusing on, like, current events, things that are going on with Haven, things that are going on in the community. And then I'm working on introducing staff members every week as well. So trying to introduce a different staff member or group or volunteers, every week. And they're only, you know, 2 to 3 minutes long. But yeah, we film them, the week before, and then they air every Monday. So they're a lot of fun, and I definitely, hope that people get on and watch it and have some fun. If you have suggestions for me, yeah, by all means, let me know, because I'm open to suggestions, because making weekly content is
how about
is
wear a mask
sometimes. Wear a mask, okay? That's a good one. Let me write that down. Cross it off.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. G.D. Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. Two separate divisions in her office, one for insurance and one for financial advice, financial management. If you want a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. How about taking a look at your insurance? Things change, and they change daily around here. So Maxwell Insurance and Financial, we have insurance with Judy, and she treats her customers very, very, very well. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Who let the dogs out?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You know, sometimes you don't need to get the lawyers into this, and he'll tell you that. But the insurance company has lots of lawyers. You need somebody that knows the law, and Patrick really knows the workers' comp law and all the regulations with that. So you need somebody that's going to fight for you. And I tell you what, he's like a pit bull. Call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168 today. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And we're talking about what's going on. Bark, Wine, and Brew is going to be this Saturday.
It is this Saturday. It's at Wind River Casino Resort Event Center. We are super stoked. We are completely sold out. We've got some great sponsors, some great donors. We've got some great live auction and silent auction items. Got some fun planned. It's going to be a great night. Really looking forward to it. And people will be dressed up. We're doing Broadways and musicals is the theme
so they're going
this
to be,
year.
So they're going to be dressed up like...
whatever Broadway
their favorite,
musical
their favorite they, musical
they pick, yeah. The tables pick different ones.
I think I may do Pinch Your Wagon. Mm. Yeah, and that way I can wear a cowboy hat and stuff like that. Okay. Or maybe not.
On October 29th, we have the Food Truck and Treat. Food Truck and Treat at Anderson River Park.
What is that?
They did it last year, but they've got some food trucks, and it's just a trick-or-treating event for kids and stuff is what my understanding is. So Haven will be there with some dogs and hanging out at a little outreach for us, which is a lot of fun. They've been doing some really great things down at Anderson River Park, and this is just another one of those great events. And then, of course, North State Giving Tuesday is coming up on November 29th, which we'll be talking about.
Yeah,
next month. And in November, because it'll be, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The vaccine clinics.
Yeah, our vaccine clinics are running full force every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. We do encourage you to come early because we only have so many available spots. We do have water available there for the people and pets. It's been kind of warm. Hopefully it's going to start cooling off. Our vet hospital is not yet scheduling any appointments to see surgeries, but that is coming very, very soon. Hopefully in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to start scheduling those appointments, and we're also looking to start doing TNR, trap, neuter, release, so feral cats and traps, sooner rather than later. So those will actually start before we start doing the public ones, but it will happen hopefully very soon that we can do that. And the reason for the delay is just because our hospital team is doing catch-up, so we've got lots and lots of dogs and cats that are adopted in either in foster care or adopted that need to be spayed and neutered, and so they're doing all of that to get that caught up, and as soon as that's done, then we're going to start opening it up and start helping out the community a little bit more.
Okay. We have cats in our neighborhood, but they're not feral. They just kind of wander around. I mean, it's the same cats.
They're owned.
You see. And but I don't think they're feral. How can you tell if it's a feral cat? They don't seem very scared of anybody.
It's probably not. It's probably a neighbor's cat. It's just a loose cat out there.
Just out wandering around.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They probably would frown upon you having it. And then, you trap it, you bring it in, you tell us it's neutered already.
It could be if the ears are tipped. So if the ears are straight across, then that means they've already been spayed, neutered, and rabies vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And those will most of the time be feral. They might be somewhat friendly. They might come up to you, but those came in as feral cats in a trap. Anyone that's got the ear tipped, you can tell is already, like I said, spayed, neutered, and rabies vaccinated.
All right. Okay, this next subject, Liam, I want you to pay attention to this one. This is donated vehicles. But hate to see your car towed, and especially since you got the newest your newest bumper sticker on KCNR on it. That's right.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, so we have partnered with Cars, and you can donate your vehicles. They don't have to be cars; it can be a whole list of vehicles, running or not running, which is great. It's really easy. You simply call 855-500-7433. Again, it's 855-500-7433. And, of course, you can get more information on havenhumane.org. They will come out. This Cars, Inc. will come out. They'll tow your vehicle at no cost to you. They'll send you the tax-deductible receipt. They take care of all the paperwork. And we take all kinds of vehicles. So if you go to our website, havenhumane.org, you can click on ways to donate, and that's going to be on there as well to give you all that information on donating your cars. And we've had quite a few cars donated, which is great. And, you know, everything from the ones that are just sitting out there and you're like, what am I going to do with this car? That's what you can do with the car. You know, even if it's only worth a couple hundred dollars, they'll come out, they'll tow it, they'll give you that tax receipt and all that, and then when they sell it, we get a large portion of those proceeds, and that goes to help the animals.
So what, they usually sell it for scrap?
No, they usually sell them, I believe, because they put them all up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So at least that's my understanding. We're not really involved in that part of it, but we have like a tracking system, so we see when a car is pending, mm-hmm. when it goes up for sale, and then when it sells. So I think they're probably selling. Yeah, they're probably selling to people like if it's like we've had some, you know, nicer cars that I'm sure sold to somebody who's driving it now.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would imagine, and I'm just guessing here, but I would imagine that they probably have a lot of guys that are like guys that are fixing cars and parting them out, that they probably buy them on the cheap and then part them out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them don't run, you know, that come in. And so they're like, hey, I can rip the guts out of this and, you know, piece it out.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that's probably what they're doing. I don't think that they scrap them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you can donate a vehicle to Haven Humane.
Yeah.
All right. Misty Lee.
Misty Lee, yeah. Donations are greatly appreciated. Pay for medical needs of strays, cats and dogs. So the Misty Lee Fund was named after Misty Lee, which was an animal control officer canine. She was our retired Captain Smith's dog. And Misty went out and helped immensely with animal control because a lot of times – when we get dogs that are strays, they may not be great with people, but they really are cool with other dogs. And so Misty would get out and help get that dog into the car or into the van.
Do you know that after all these years, that's the first time I learned about Misty Lee?
Oh.
I thought it was named after somebody's pet that had donated or something like this. So this was a dog that would help get the other dogs, calm them down a little bit so you could then rescue them.
And I never met Misty. Misty passed away before I started at Haven. But if you look on our trailer, I'm trying to think if it's anywhere else. I think it's on our trailer. There's also a picture in the office. But if you look on our horse trailer, there is a picture of Misty on there. She was a border collie. She was a great dog. And so that fund was named after Misty Lee, and so that's the Misty Lee Fund, and so that money is restricted money that can only go towards the medical care of the animals. So a lot of times we get animals in, no owner sadly comes forward, and they need medical, and so that's where that fund helps out. It allows us to pay for that medical care that they need that they might not otherwise get. So, yeah, Misty Lee Fund is a very important fund to us. We will be doing a Raise Your Paddle or a Fund in Need, whatever you want to call it, during our auction, too, to help with Misty Lee funds. But, yes, we spend tens of thousands of dollars every single year on unknown animals' medical care.
Wow. Got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. has been around for decades, and it's a better known business. His father, son, and a son and friend, they give great haircuts. The only place I've had my haircut since I've lived here for 15 years. I've never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from a place that I've just forgotten the name, Lucky Miller's. Gosh, I should remember that. They work by appointments only, and their number is 530-244-9478. This is Cypress Square Barbershop. Really a great place. I'm going down there this week to get trimmed up again. It's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Jump so high.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30.
Plus fees. Must be 21 to attend.
Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Goldleaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from, and right now they're on sale. They are drought tolerant, and it's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-resistant shrubs and trees. We have our summer sale going on now with 20% off 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Goldleaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, quarter mile from Airport Road, across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. It's Tuesday the 27th, 8:33 in the morning, about 65 degrees out there, going up to 91 today, increasing cloudiness. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m., we are going to be broadcasting the City Council Forum for the candidates at the Sheraton down there at Turtle Bay. Everybody's invited. Last time there was a full house. So, but if you can't get in there, or if you just want to hear what they all say, and there's like 10 candidates, I think, just tune in to 96.5 at 6, and it runs straight through till 8 o'clock. A lot of candidates, you're going to hear major things that they want to do and all this. Another way of getting information out to Reading here about our next city council. And there's 10 people running for 3 spots. And it's going to be interesting there, including Mike DeQuisto, who's running for re-election. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And, you know, we can talk about Bark One and Brew, but it's been sold out for a while, so we don't have to do that. How about the way that you run down there is on volunteers?
Well, volunteers are a huge part of what we do, for sure, yeah. Our volunteers are absolutely amazing. They wear green shirts, these really bright neon shirts. You can't miss them, and I absolutely love seeing them on campus because they are amazing. They help so much with everything, not just walking dogs and socializing cats, but they help in the hospital. They help with cleaning kennels. We have people that have come in and help clean kennels on a regular basis, cleaning the cat cages, helping with development. We have tons of people helping with development right now because we have Bark, Wine, and Brew. So, and I want to send a shout out to two people that you know, Jennifer Haynes and April Scott, because those are our two past directors of development, and they have been in the office almost every day helping Mandy and Trey, and I really want to thank them for all that help because they're absolutely amazing to help out, because Mandy and Trey, obviously with Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up this Saturday, are extremely busy. So for them to come in and help out, it's really appreciated. But we have so many volunteers in so many different areas helping out in so many different ways, and it's just, it's fun. We've got quite a few parent and or guardians with younger kids that are under 16 because they can't volunteer by themselves until they hit 16. And that's really cool to see and to see the interaction. So I like to go out there and talk to them as much as possible. But you know, our volunteers are amazing. And Cassie Badman, who's our volunteer coordinator, does such a fantastic job of, I'm going to say, working with our volunteers, because really our volunteers don't need to be managed that much. They're just fantastic. And so Cassie has done a great job of not only helping to develop the program, but really growing the program. So there's lots of opportunities there. It's a lot of fun. I always tell people if they can hang out for, make it through the first 3 weeks, and they're probably going to be hooked. They're also going to realize that, you know, if they come out to walk dogs, that they're going to realize that they're going to start getting more out of it than probably the dogs do, even though the dogs get so much out of it. It really is fun. So if you're interested in volunteering, go to our website, havenhumane.org. There's a volunteer tab. There's an application. It's a pretty simple application. You fill that out. That goes to Cassie, and then Cassie will get in touch with you about the next steps. And the next steps really are that you would come in, depending on what you're doing. Let's say you're going to walk dogs or socialize cats. You come in for an orientation, which would talk about body language class, so you can understand the language of the dogs and the cats, as well as some basic stuff about Haven. And then from there, you would get some one-on-one training with Cassie or one of our lead volunteers regarding what position you're going to be in. And then from there, then you just start volunteering. So it's a lot of fun.
Reading a dog's indicators, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's really important.
Can you give some examples of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean,
I find that interesting.
I go to schools all the time. When we're doing Pennies for the Pups right now with both Prairie and Pacheco schools right now. Shout out to them for helping out. And I went to both of those schools and did an assembly. And I always talk about that. And I talk about, you know, the dog behavior and what they do and how they act and what they look like. And one of the things, one of the easiest things for somebody to know is the language that they speak. So dogs communicate by barking, growling, or biting are really their communication skills. And so, you know, a bark is just kind of an early warning sign. If they start growling, it's a little bit more serious. And if you continue to push into them, then they're probably going to bite. That's their next form of communication. Most dogs don't bite because they're aggressive. Most dogs bite because they're afraid. And it's usually because a human backs them into a corner, puts them in a position where they're just uncomfortable. But beyond that, you can look if their ears are tucked back, if their tail is tucked under, then they're going to be afraid. If their tail is upright, if they're very stiff, then they could be afraid. They could also be aggressive at that point. But there's tons of body language. There's the way they look at you. They might look away.
Should you look a dog in the eyes, understand that makes them very uncomfortable?
No.
Since they're prey animals. They're predators.
Most dogs, you don't want to look right in the eyes. Most dogs will get uncomfortable when you look them in the eyes. And if they stare you down, then that's probably not a good sign. That means they're definitely alpha or think they're alpha. And so that just doesn't start it out right. One of the other things that I always tell kids is if you ever watch two dogs playing, one will almost always will be the one that puts their paws on top of their back or their front shoulders. Kind of towards their neck, and that's in doggy language saying I'm the boss. And so I always tell kids, so if you walk up to a dog you don't know and you hug them, what are you telling them? They'll, you know, I'm the boss, right? Are you the boss? No. And what are you close to? Their teeth, exactly. So you don't ever really want to, you don't really want to hug a dog that, well, you don't want to hug a dog that you don't know. I mean, like, I can hug my dogs. You know, they're my dogs.
Yeah, once you know them.
Right, exactly.
I mean, my dog used to pin me down and lick my face.
Right,
I don't know if that was alpha, but it just made me feel good.
And you know, when I talk to the school kids, I always talk to them about how to approach a dog and all of that. And, you know, yeah, you don't want to look them in the eye at first, and you want them to sniff you, and you probably the safest bet is to go underneath the chin, not over the head, because over the head, again, is an aggressive, I'm the boss type move.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and so we go over a lot of that. We go over the tail, the eyes, body language. When they're very rigid and stiff, then they're stressed about something. They're concerned about something. And so for our volunteers, it's really important that they notice that and they recognize that so that we avoid anything, any problems that might happen. So it's a very proactive thing for us. And it's also a learning thing for us. So if like our more experienced walkers that are volunteers will actually assess our dogs as far as what level they are for the other volunteers. So Sarah, who is our behavior specialist, will actually go and do the assessment based on like their prey drive, how high their activity is, that kind of stuff. And that's what we use to try and match them with the family. But then we have level 1, 2, and 3 volunteers, which coincides with level 1, 2, and 3 dogs, 3 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. So a level 3 volunteer can walk level 1, 2, 3 dogs. A level 1 volunteer can only walk level 1 dogs. So we have some
level. Is level 1 the least?
Yes.
Okay.
So level 3 volunteers, we have some that have been around for a while or more experienced, and so those will actually be the ones that will take a dog out that needs to be assessed. And they will assess that dog, and then they will give them that rating of 1, 2, and 3 based on what they see. And so they are, you know, they've been around long enough to where they're very good at reading that body language. And a lot of that body language is what determines that level for the dogs. So, yeah, it's really important. And understanding, I mean, nothing is guaranteed, right? I mean, I've seen dogs that I haven't seen it personally, but I've seen stories and videos of dogs that were wagging their tail excited and everything else as they're in a fight. So it's
while they're fighting.
It's rare.
But it's there.
But as a general rule, we want to know what that's like. And so that's what we train our volunteers. And it's just, you know, a quick kind of overview of it.
We had when the vet was on, she said she'll get certain breeds of dogs. She just muzzles them. Because she does, she, you know, even if that dog has never done it, because she knows those types of dogs.
That's a personal thing. I don't agree with that. I think if you, if you're good with dogs and you understand body language, you can pretty much judge. I don't ever judge based on breed. I always judge based off the individual, just like the people. And so I would not just go straight to a muzzle with a dog, me personally, unless they were showing me some signs. And it wouldn't matter what breed it is or how big the dog is.
I rode a horse that had to be muzzled.
I don't know that I'd get on a horse that has to be muzzled.
No, a horse is a cool horse. Just that when you get mixed up with the other horses and riders, it would start biting. I'll tell you the story during the break.
Okay,
we got to take a break right now, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
What's the best way to protect your entire family from COVID-19? Make sure everyone 6 months plus is vaccinated and 5 years and up is boosted. That's the safest way to protect them from the virus and reduce its impact on your family and community. The California Department of Public Health and Vaccinate All 58 make it easy. They're bringing a mobile vaccination clinic on Thursday, September 29th to Anderson's Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2769 Balls Ferry Road from 1 until 7 p.m. COVID-19 vaccinations are safe and they're free.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Now, tomorrow night is going to be the city council candidates at the Sheridan from 6 to 8, and we'll be broadcasting that. Now, on Thursday, there's going to be the Shasta County candidates debate for supervisor with District 5 supervisor candidates on September 29th, Thursday at 6 p.m. It's going to be at 621 Twin View Boulevard in Reading. Now, Baron Browning and Chris Kellstrom have faced off numerous times, but it's always good to listen to them. And you know the other thing, too, is here's two guys that they have not resorted to, you know, some of the more questionable tactics we've seen in the past. They just go out there and they talk about the subject. There's not personal attacks. Baron Browning, Chris Kellstrom, are going to be debating at 621 Twin View Boulevard Thursday at 6 p.m. Now, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is going to be the Reading Rancheria big powwow. It's going to be down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds for the first time. And admission is free, and the grand entry on Friday is at 7 p.m. On Saturday at 2 p.m., grand entry, and again, Saturday night at 7 p.m., and then Sunday at 2 p.m. This is a great event. I mean, Native American nations from all over the country and Canada come down for this to participate. So if you get a chance, there you go. That's things that are going on around here right now. And I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
Okay. So, gosh, you know, are you getting... what always, you know, when Christina comes in here on Fridays and she
Katrina
comes in on Fridays and she brings this cool, these cool dogs in.
Mm-hmm.
I said, where did you get this? And he's a stray. I mean, it's a cool dog. I mean, it sits, it lays down. I mean, it's really a cool dog.
Mm-hmm.
When they're strays, I mean, people have lost their dog or they've just, turned them out?
Yeah, I don't know.
But lost animals, you all, if they're chipped, you can find their
owner. If they're chipped, you can find their owner for sure. In fact, I saw on Facebook the other day, and it was a friend of mine that does some rescue stuff. There was a dog that I want to say it was down south somewhere, mm-hmm. But close to us, like Glen County or something. And there was a dog that had been missing for, I think it was like 8 months or more, and they saw it on this plea to get the dog out, otherwise it would be euthanized because they're just, like everybody else, it's just really out of space. And these people saw this dog that they, you know, they had given up hope on, and they said, oh my gosh, that's our dog. And they went down there, and sure enough, it was their dog, and they were reunited. The dog was stolen from them a few months ago, and so they got the dog back. And I made a comment on the Facebook. I said, hey, that is really great. I'm so happy that they're reunited. I said, this is a really good reminder of how having a microchip would have reunited them earlier. They never would have had to make that post, even though it may have been months. And you don't know because it could have gone to a vet hospital at some point. It could have gone somewhere where it got scanned for a microchip. And had they had a microchip in that dog, they would have been reunited sooner. Possibly way sooner, but at least a few days sooner, and they wouldn't have had to taken up a valuable, much needed kennel space for it. That's one side of it. The other side is the family wouldn't have been so upset as long because they would have gotten their dog back safely and in a quicker manner. So microchips are really, really easy. We sell them for $20 at our vaccine clinic, and then any other time you can just come in and we'll do them for $35. And they're easy. I mean, it's a one-time registration. You register them. You buy it. It comes with the registration. The only thing you have to do is you have to call and change your information if anything changes. If your phone number doesn't change, don't even need to change it. If you move, you just need to change the address. But it's so easy to do. It takes just a few minutes to put one in, and, you know, they last pretty much forever. So.
Mm-hmm. They may move around a little bit,
but anybody that's scanning for microchips and has experience scanning is going to scan all over the place, too, especially if they know there might be one. But they scan all over the place, and we found them in weird places. But a lot of the newer ones don't move very much at all. I mean, there's still a chance, but most of them don't move that much anymore.
But, you have something called a Roundup app,
mm-hmm.
and we haven't talked about that in a long time. So what is that?
So the Roundup app is an app where you can donate by just going in and paying on your card, and basically you just round up to the next whole dollar, and then that money goes into a donation for Haven. If you want more information on it, again, havenhumane.org. You can go to ways to donate. There's more information on the Roundup app. And you can actually set all kinds of stuff in it. You can set limits, $10 a month, $5 a month, $20 a month, whatever. And it won't ever go over that amount of donating. And it just rounds up to the nearest dollar. So it's an easy way to donate. And then at the end of the year, Roundup app will send you a receipt for the donations for the year. So it's just another way to donate. It's great. It's easy. Don't really think about it. And it's, a few cents here and there.
Yeah, but it adds up.
Absolutely.
And you don't notice
it. It's much appreciated.
Yeah. And it goes to a great cause. You have a wish list also. What are those?
Yeah, so we have wish lists on Amazon and on Chewy. And you can just go on Amazon and Chewy, and you can look up Haven Humane Society, and it'll show what our wish list is. So basically, it's what we need at the time. So, like, when the kitten nursery is starting up, we always need breeder's edge is the food that we use for them, is the formula that we use for the kittens. And so we always need some breeder's edge. We always need bottles and all of that stuff for that. But throughout the year, there's also stuff that we use a lot for all of the animals. One in particular that you could get through Chewy is we use Kongs quite a bit, just the smaller and the bigger Kongs, and we fill them with peanut butter, and then we freeze them.
What's a Kong?
A Kong is like it's just a toy. It's just a chew toy for a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really thick and really sturdy. And we'll fill them with peanut butter, and basically
so
it's just an enrichment.
Inside of them are...
It's just hollow inside. Yeah.
It's hollow, so...
Yeah, so we fill them with peanut butter, and basically it's just an enrichment for the dog. So we can fill them with peanut butter. We can put them in the kennels with them, and for that time, then they're active. Mm-hmm. Their mind is active. Their body's active, and they're, it's just an enrichment. There's many, many ways that we work to enrich the lives of the animals while they're in the shelter because, look, it's a prison environment. They're in this cell, I'm using air quotes. And so our volunteers, our staff, all of our team does the best they can to get them out as often as they can. And when we can't, we try and find ways to enrich their life while they're in there to keep them active so they don't go kennel crazy, so they don't have issues. And we're very successful with it. And that's all thanks to our amazing team, which includes staff and volunteers.
Who would have thought? But you're right. It keeps them amused and active. Have you ever had a dog that when you brought it in, you thought, oh, well, nobody's going to want this dog, and you were wrong?
Oh, God, hundreds of times. Yeah. Lots and lots and lots of times. It happens all the time. And there's been dogs, too. Like, there's one right now that we have in the shelter that, for whatever reason, hates me. And I look, if I meet somebody and they don't like me, I'm usually over it in about 5 seconds. But if a dog doesn't like me, it sits with me for a while. And this one's kind of bothered me. And there was another one like that we had. We had a few.
Well, no, I can understand that. You love dogs and all this, and you spend your life and protecting them. And then there's a dog that likes other people, doesn't like you.
And I usually chalk it up to I look similar to a person that did something negative.
How do they act? Do they get aggressive, or they just kind of just want to stay away from
them? Yeah, both of these two that I'm talking about were aggressive, and probably the most aggressive I've seen. The one that got adopted into an amazing family. He's doing fantastic. He would see me from across the yard and start barking, and I'd go in there and I'd go sit and I'd give him treats and everything. And yeah, he didn't like me for some reason. And I never did anything to him. So clearly I must look like somebody who did something horrible to him. But it was just weird. Yeah, there's a couple, but even them, he's in a great home. Well adjusted and everything. And I don't know what he would do now if he saw me. Because that's when they're in their kennels. Just like the one that we have right now, I've interacted with him out in the yard. He's okay, but in the kennel, he's not okay with me. When he's in the yard, he's okay with me. So that's part of that assessing and the body language and everything. It all goes together, and so we don't judge them based on how they are in the kennels, which is really tough because it makes them harder to adopt out, but we will take them outside and assess them outside, and they're usually a lot different. And then they're different when they get home, too, because they get adjusted, they feel comfortable, and that takes weeks, too, by the way. It's not going to happen in a matter of hours or days. It's going to take weeks for them to really get comfortable, but then, you know, you really start to see their personality. And it's usually a lot more comfortable personality and friendly. So, but yeah, I've had, those are two of the extreme examples, but I've had dogs that have come in that I'm like, man, I don't know if we're going to be able to bring this one out of its shell. We had one dog that came in that, we had to carry out to the yard, but as soon as she touched grass, she was like, hey, this is really cool. And we brought her out of her shell, and she's living the life. Believe me, she got adopted by an amazing person and is living an amazing life. So
that's good, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why we're here. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you.
And tomorrow we're going to have the district attorney on and talk about crime and punishment here in Shasta County. It's funny that the when you're gone for a few days, you know, trying to, when you find things like this week, things have been planned for literally months, pop up. They're on my calendar. And then I look at everything that's going on this week and I'm like, geez, why would I plan things like this? Because it was months ago. And no, I'm not talking about what you think I'm talking about. It just is just, anytime you leave. Do you ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
That, why would I plan something like this if I know I'm going to be gone for 10 days? Yep. Anyway. Okay, everybody. Have a great day. Tomorrow, like I said, District Attorney will be with us, Stephanie Bridget. And have a great day, and God bless America.
No, I won't back down.